The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Tonight with veteran handicappers Matt Youmans and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, we've got 25% of the Elite Eight. UConn, no surprise, but how about Clemson? The Tigers get there. Welcome to VSiN Tonight, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, and this is a standing room only circus sportsbook tonight. We've got two games in progress, and Wes Reynolds, we're at halftime of a shootout between Alabama and North Carolina. Really no surprise that we have a up and down game that's got 90 points on the board at the half. And how about this, Wes Reynolds? The teams have combined to shoot 17 for 30 from three-point range in the first half.
We got to ask by our guy, the Gov, at ChrisMeth13 on the X and on the Twitter, If either of us have the stones to go under 93.5 for the second half. I do not. Would lean that way, but I do not.
So I was talking with someone before the show out here in Derek Stevens' box, and he said, you know, I went anti-public here. I went contrarian to the public, and I played the under in the Alabama-Carolina game. What do you think? And I said, there's no way I would make that bet.
Yeah. You just can't. By the way, this went off, I think, 174.5 or 175, depending on your store of choice. But this was the highest total in the NCAA tournament since 1995.
Well, Alabama is number 101 in defensive efficiency for a reason, Wes. Mm-hmm. And they play helter-skelter offense up and down. Carolina's happy to get into that up and down game, too, because Carolina's got more talent, I think, more disciplined on the offensive end. Probably better shooters, and Carolina feels they can win a variety of ways, and can beat Alabama in an up and down game. Now, this thing's far from over, too. I was talking with a friend of ours, Adam Hill, of the Las Vegas Review-Journal before the show, and he's got Carolina in the last man standing contest, mm-hmm. Station Casinos. I said, this is the type of game that's going to drive you crazy if you bet it, because it's going to be back and forth. Both teams are volatile. There's going to be runs. It's going to be 40 minutes where you are annoyed, and hopefully when it's all over, you got a winner, but it's not going to be a fun game to bet.
You just want to get out of it okay here because I have a little North Carolina money line myself.
Oh, so I
would like them to stretch it out to double digits maybe and then come back on Alabama live and see if we can work a middle here.
But I think, you know, if you want to go contrarian to the public, I understand that sometimes, but there's also certain bets where I'm not going contrarian to the public. And the over in the Alabama-North Carolina game is one of them.
And how about, you know, and I watched a little of this in the first half before making the drive down here. When you've got Elliot Cadeau and Seth Trimble hitting threes, that's at least a positive sign for the Heels. Cadeau, 2 of 3 from the three. Seth Trimble hit both of his. And look, Elliot Cadeau, we've talked about it all week. It's like they're just going to sag off of him and say, okay, if you're going to beat us, beat us. But he's hit 2 already in the first half. How about R.J. Davis? Only 2 points and 1 for 8 in the first half.
That's stunning.
And Carolina puts up 54 points.
If you told me R.J. Davis had 2 points in the first half, I would have bet Alabama in the first half without a doubt. Would have lost.
Yeah, but
54-46 at the half.
Yeah.
Tar Heels led the Tide. By the way, the 1-3 that Elliot Cadeau missed, air ball.
Yeah. When he misses badly.
All or nothing.
But Cormac Ryan, the transfer from Notre Dame, he's hit 4-6. He has 12. Armando Bacot with 12. Harrison Ingram with 10 for Alabama. Mark Sears with 16. Ryland Griffin, 15. Aaron Estrada, the Hofstra transfer, with 10.
Okay, so the other game in progress is Illinois-Iowa State. Wes, you've got great interest in this game between the Illini and the Cyclones. Where do we stand right now?
We are at 34-24, 1:13 left to go in the first half. TJ Shannon, by the way, leading all scorers with 16. Big surprise. He's on his way to another 30-point game. So 34-24, and that's pretty much been the margin most of the half. For Illinois, you know, out 8-10, but Iowa State, it looked like they were going to get boat raced early, but they've at least made a few shots down the stretch here. So 34-24, if you want to get in live, about $1.15 left to go in the first half. Illini minus 6.5, 140.5 on the total, so it is on an under pace right now.
All right, the first two games in the books tonight in the Sweet 16 have turned out well for me. How about you?
They did for me as well, actually, and obviously the headliner before we get to UConn, who's the number one seed in the tournament. How about the Clemson Tigers, man? There's something about coaches from DePaul University named Brad Stevens, and now Brad Brownell, as he is one game away from the Final Four. Brad Brownell gets the Clemson to the Elite Eight. They defeat Arizona outright. I actually ended up playing second half. I did not play it pre-flop, but I played it second half because you could just kind of sense that Arizona was panicking a little bit.
Sure.
That they were panicking. They were taking bad shots tonight. And look, Clemson, they've been living right against teams shooting the three against them. Arizona, by the way, goes 5 of 28 from the three tonight. So if you look at the three games, New Mexico went 3 of 23 in the first round, Baylor 6 of 24 in the second round, Arizona 5 of 28 tonight, 14 of 75 from the three, Clemson's opponents.
Wow.
So look, and this is not to say that they're lucky necessarily, because I thought that they outplayed Arizona for a good amount of this game tonight. But you do need some breaks and you do need some shooting variants sometimes in March. And sometimes that's what it takes. And now that has Clemson one game away from the Final Four for the first time.
Yeah, Clemson Tigers doing it with defense. They held New Mexico to 29% shooting in the first round, Baylor to 39% in the second round, and hold Arizona down. Tonight, Brad Brownell to the Elite Eight. I was a little bit surprised. You know, Clemson does not have a great basketball tradition, but this is Clemson's first Elite Eight appearance since 1980.
That is wild that they have not been, because, you know, it's not like they've necessarily had bad teams down there. But look, when you're in the ACC, you're not getting a lot of talent. Brad Brownell is always kind of figuratively on the hot seat from the outside looking in. But the guy's a really good coach, and has proven it here, getting him to the Elite Eight. They've been patient with him, too. He's been there 14 seasons, They've had a couple chances to make a change. They have not elected to do so. And look, being rewarded, I guess, for their patience right now. 1980. That is amazing. I'm trying to remember who the coach. I think it was Bill Foster. I think he was the coach there at that point. Might have been the Tree Rollins team. Or no, Tree Rollins, I think, was in the 70s, I should say. So, 1980, last Elite Eight for the Clemson Tigers, led by All-American Billy Williams.
That's crazy. 44 years with no Elite Eight appearance. And this team got blown out in the ACC tournament, stumbled into the NCAA tournament, and everybody in the world, almost everybody in the world, was picking New Mexico to knock out Clemson in the first round. Brad Brownell gets the Tigers to the Elite Eight. That's a big story. Clemson, a 7.5-point dog in that first game tonight. They win. Tigers win 77-72. The number actually got bet down to 6.5 at Circa, 7 at DraftKings. So there was some underdog action on the Tigers before tip. Tonight, Clemson was my side there, and UConn, without a doubt, my side against San Diego State. I wrote this up, and it was on vsin.com this morning. We talked about it on our show last night. You know, the worst three-point shooting team in the Mountain West is not going to take down UConn.
No.
And I didn't think it even hang with the Huskies for a majority of 40 minutes. Now, in the first half, I thought the Aztecs played pretty well. To only be down 9 at the half, They were in the game.
Jaden Ledee had like 13 right away. I think it was at the under 8 minute timeout. He ended up only with 18, by the way. But yeah, Jaden Ledee was much more of a force early on. But I know you had no sweat on the side. I had a little sweat on the total. Not only that, but the team total, the second half under. I had the under every which way but Sunday here. And Danny Hurley, when the walk-ons come in and he says, take that shot clock violation, I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, the total 136.5, or what'd you play under?
I played under 135 in the contest. Okay. Had a better number on a personal bet, and then played the second half under 74 in the second half. Also had the Aztecs, which we talked about. If you don't want to lay it with UConn, maybe bet the Aztecs team total under 62.5.
Yeah.
They end up only scoring 52 points, just 21 in the second half.
82-52. The final at half, it was 40-31, so the Aztecs ran out of gas. And you give Brian Dutcher credit. His team fights. They showed up. They played hard in the first half. They hung in the game. But it was just a really negative situational spot for San Diego State. Again, the Aztecs were the last team playing on Sunday night in Spokane, Washington. They fly home overnight. They get home about 3, 4 in the morning. And then they got to play an early game in Boston on Thursday.
Yeah.
And Dutcher, he's a stand-up guy. He said, look, we're not going to make excuses about the travel or about being tired. The biggest problem we have is facing UConn. Well, it's tough to face UConn when you also have to travel across country. Mm-hmm. And you have a quick turnaround, and you got to face the best team in the tournament. Aztecs end up losing by 30, but I don't think that's a big surprise. And hopefully the bettors cash big time on this one, because the money line opened around minus 480 and closed as high as minus $9. So I think this was a great game for the betting public.
Yeah, it was. Aztecs had the energy early. They actually, you might have got a tough bead if you had them in the first half, because Spencer hits that three of about 20 seconds left to go. That ended up being the difference, 40-31. So bettors were laying it all over the place, not only full game, but also were laying the first half and got rewarded for it. And I think this UConn team, Matt, cutting-edge analysis here, I think this UConn team is going to be a tough out.
I did see a couple things I think opponents can take advantage of, which we'll talk later in the show tonight. I also don't think that UConn is untouchable.
I don't think they're unbeatable. They're a wagon, but they're not totally unbeatable.
We're going to jump into that later in the show, because I've got some thoughts on that tonight. Off a 30-point win, what is UConn's weakness? I think I saw one tonight. Anyway, R.J. Davis in North Carolina right now, 1-for-11. Not a good night for Caleb Love and R.J. Davis.
No, as Alabama, by the way, has cut it to 3 here, 55-52. First TV timeout of the second half.
All right, quick break here on VSiN tonight. We've got Ian Cameron, the Canadian kid, coming up in this hour. Get his best bets for the NCAA tournament games on Friday. Also, Johnny Avello of DraftKings and Doug Kazarian of Only Players in the final hour tonight.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
All right, welcome back. VSiN Tonight, Wes Reynolds, Matt Eumanns. It's baseball opening day. If you didn't notice, Greg Maddux and Frank Thomas were here in the Circus Sportsbook today with Mike Palm, opening ceremonies and in the Circa book this morning. They do it up big time. You have Frank Thomas and Greg Maddux, two Hall of Famers.
Yeah, I saw Mike Palm in the Cubbies jersey. Cubbies, by the way, did just get walked off a little while ago in the 10th
inning.
That's
going to be negative, don't you?
Well, I had to at least update the people on the news there. But there you see the first pitch from right here at Circa. The paraphernalia still up, by the way, for opening day. I see it out here behind us in the book. But Rangers do get the walk-off win in the 10th. Jonah Heim with the game-winning RBI.
Who's the catcher for Greg Maddux in this video?
Oh, man. I don't know why I forgot that name.
Big Hurt at the Mega Bar pouring drinks. Greg Maddux throwing out the first pitch. Anyway, it was a big-time opening day here at the Circus Sportsbook. Good day for the Yankees and the Dodgers as well. Nestor Cortez gets a start for the Yankees, and they get a big play from Juan Soto in right field. He guns down a runner at the plate, and the Yankees win 5-4 in Houston. They beat Framber Valdez at DraftKings. The Astros close minus 148. Yankees get an underdog winner, and I know that makes Will Hill of VSiN happy. He bet the Yankees. Yeah. Today, so
Clay Holmes made it very interesting. Gave up three hits in the bottom of the ninth, but gets out of the jam and gets the save. Jonathan Loaisiga gets the win. So, yeah, Juan Soto paying dividends. Did go 1-3 at the plate, but the game winner ended up being Verdugo on the sac fly, scoring Aaron Judge in the seventh. So 5-4 Yankees.
Also today, the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani's home debut. Big favorites over the St. Louis Cardinals, and Tyler Glasnow got to start. Minus 250 was the price on the Dodgers, and they win the game 8-1. If you bet over the total of 8.5, that's kind of a tough one to take today, but the Dodgers pitching shut down the Cardinals. Wes, I think it's tough to be too optimistic about the Cardinals this year.
Yeah, look, they're going to be candidates at the deadline to be sellers with maybe somebody wanting to acquire Goldie, who, by the way, the lone run, the solo shot off Glasnow today. Goldie, if Arenado is going to be available. So I think the Cardinals are probably – they look to be sellers at the deadline. You hate to say that after one game, but that's what I think that you're going to have with the Cardinals. Glasnow does go six innings, only has five strikeouts, so the under 7.5 did get there. And I think that might be something you want to look at if you're betting Dodgers, if you're not doing money lines, maybe under on some of these pitcher props, because we know that the starting rotation now, look, it's going to take time for Yamamoto based on what we saw at spring training. And then we know Kershaw, the Ginger Guard, Dustin May, Buehler. You know, this staff is not at full strength right now, so you can't be throwing Glasnow and these guys out there and really accelerating the pitch count. So Dave Roberts going to rely on that middle relief and on that bullpen. Ryan Yarbrough goes three innings, so you're going to see some innings eaters out of that bullpen and keep these starters fresh as you go on through the season.
Did you bet the pitcher props for Zach Gallen tonight in the Rockies D-backs game?
I did not, but unders, I think, may have a very good shot here considering this score. Matt, we're still in the bottom of the third inning, and we do have a crooked number. We got two crooked numbers. 13 runs in the bottom of the third. It is 15-1 D-backs over the Rockies.
Kyle Freeland got to start for the Rockies. He obviously didn't last long. At DraftKings, Arizona minus 218 and a 13-1 lead in the third.
10-10-10 for Kyle Freeland after 2 2/3 innings. 10 hits, 10 runs, and all 10 of them earned.
Cool. Takes a while to dig out of that hole.
The ERA is 38.57 if you're
He's not
going to
want to look at that for a while.
No.
How about the Giants and Padres in San Diego? Logan Webb against Yu Darvish. Padres went off minus 110, total of 7.5. It goes over the total. 6-4, San Diego beats San Francisco.
Yeah, a decent start for you, Darvish. He was kind of like okay in the Seoul series, but did not get end up getting the decision, but did have 7 strikeouts, only gave up 5 hits and 1 earned through 5 innings. So a good win for the Friars at the home opener at Petco.
How about Frankie Montas? Starts for the Reds today, and a very impressive performance. -155 Cincinnati, an 8-2 winner over Washington, and Gray was the starter for the Nationals over the total of 9.5. But Frankie Montas, is he back?
He might be. He's at least back with the win there in Cincinnati. Hashtag ATOBTTR, and this one belongs to the Reds, as Marty Brenneman would famously say. It's Martini time in Cincinnati, Matt. Nick Martini with 2 home runs today. Mm-hmm. As they beat the Nationals badly in the opener at Great American Ballpark.
You mentioned the Cubs. We have 1 interleague game today. Justin Steele, a lefty who I really like, got to start for the Cubs today. I didn't bet this game. I didn't bet any baseball today. I know you made a few bets.
I did 2 props, which both won. I had 1 side, which did not go well. That was the Tampa Bay Rays who get beat in the home opener 8-2. It was a close game. Bad inning for Zach Eflin as he was going into the 6th, though. But had the Nady Eovaldi under strikeout prop. He goes 6 innings strong, only strikes out 3. Rangers get the walk-off 4-3.
4-3. The total was 8.5. Rangers -125 at DraftKings. Wes, do you feel like you're better prepared for the baseball season after you watched a few games
today?
Yeah, a little bit.
So, I obviously don't have a lot of awards market stuff, but there's always time. There's not going to be that many reactions this early. But what might be a reaction, I don't know what the AL Cy Young price is, but I'm guaranteeing you that Corbin Burnes is going to see some action based on the first start today. About 11 strikeouts in his Camden Yards debut for the Orioles.
I was about to mention
Orioles.
That next.
Yes.
Because Mike Trout hits a homer in the first inning, but that's about it for the highlights for the Angels. Corbin Burnes and the Baltimore Orioles -192. Beat the Angels 11-3, and it's going to be another long season for the Angels.
It is. Corbin Burnes, very impressive. Goes 6 strong, 11 strikeouts. Like some of these K props, you're able to bet them under and get rewarded. Not so much with Mr. Burnes here. So, I was just eyeballing the AL Cy Young Award. And guess who's at the top of the list? Corbin Burnes, 6-1. By the way, Tarik Skubal, 8-1. Luis Castillo, Kevin Gausman, also 8-1.
How about the strategy? I saw this floating around Twitter, and I actually forwarded this to our buddy Doug Kazarian because I call him the betting bully. He loves to bet against the worst teams in every league, every sport, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oakland A's. You want to bet against the A's every night? How about laying the run line against the A's in every game until it's proven to be a bad strategy? Well, I saw that theory floating around Twitter yesterday, and I said, you know what? That's one I don't think is actually a bad idea because this A's team is going to be awful. Well, if you did it tonight, you're in pretty good shape right now. Cleveland up 6-0 in the bottom of the 4th at Oakland.
Yeah, Shane Bieber. Bieber gets his peaches down in Georgia, but he gets his strikeouts in the Oco, and he's got 8 of them tonight. 6-0 here. And look, Shane Bieber, look, has regressed. He's older now, not as dominant of a pitcher, but you're going to be dominant against this A's lineup as he is now through 4 innings, just 56 pitches, 8 strikeouts.
Looking at tomorrow's card, the Dodgers are going to be big favorites almost every day, right?
Mm-hmm. Bobby Miller laying about 230, 235 tomorrow to Zach Thompson.
I think when you see the Dodgers favored by, let's say, -150, that's going to be a cheap price on Dodgers games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you call it a market overreaction early in the season? Because we know how baseball goes. Even the best team's going to win 60-something percent of your games.
Probably.
But do you think the Dodgers are going to be overpriced?
Yeah, more than likely. Look, and then when we get to the summer, they're going to be $3.50 and $4 favorites, especially when them pitchers are healthy. The other $2 favorite, by the way, tomorrow, and this is probably going to go up based on what we're seeing overnight, as it's 16-1 in the bottom of the 3rd, Diamondbacks over the Rockies. D-backs, Snake still at the plate. D-backs about -220 tomorrow. Merrill Kelly against Cal Quantrill.
Did you say something about snakes on a plane? What'd you say?
I said that the snakes are still at the plate.
Oh, I thought you said snakes on a plane.
I did not say snakes on a plane, but snakes on the plate.
Is that one of your favorite movies?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
But I have seen it.
let's update this North Carolina-Alabama game. Back and forth, just like you knew it would be. Tied at 61 with 10.5 minutes to go. R.J. Davis finally got a bucket for Carolina. Talk about a dreadful shooting night for R.J. Davis. Wes, he started 1 for 11 from the field and 0 for 6 from 3.
Maybe I should have had the cojones.
All-American.
Maybe I should have had the cojones to go second half under. It's 15-7, by the way, about 9.5 minutes into the second half. This total, as we saw, as we mentioned top of the show, was 93.5 as R.J. Davis did finally hit a shot, so he's now 2 of 13.
That was a layup, yeah. He made a layup. He's 0 for 6 from 3. Carolina is bricking almost every shot it throws up from 3 here in the first 10 minutes of the second half.
Then I would go into my senior, Armando Bacot, and see if that works.
I've watched him miss a couple layups here in the second half, too. All right, quick break. We come back. We got the Canadian kid. We're going to get his best bets. Ian Cameron on deck.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
All right, this is a warning, and we're serious this time. There's only 2 days left to sign up on a VSiN Pro annual subscription and get your first year for only $199 instead of the typical price of $240. Use promo code TONIGHT. Give VSiN Pro access to everything we do for an entire year. I'll give you more of the details later in the show tonight, so stay tuned. Remember, this offer expires every Friday, so sign up today. VSiN.com/subscribe. Use promo code TONIGHT. Get your first year of VSiN Pro access for $199. VSiN.com/subscribe. All right, let's dial up the Progressive guest line and go out to Canada to the Canadian kid, Ian Cameron, who joins us most Thursday nights. And Ian Cameron, I know you're tuned in to the NCAA Sweet 16 action tonight. How's it going for you so far as we're in the middle of the night games?
Yeah, it's been an interesting night. I mean, obviously we had the blowout. UConn over San Diego State turned it into a romp in the second half. And then in the earlier game, we saw Clemson knock off Arizona in very impressive fashion. And for me, I actually kind of chickened out of my Arizona to win the region bet and took Clemson money line. I didn't feel good about Arizona coming into that game tonight with the way Clemson's played on defense, the way I was worried about Hall and the two Clemson bigs really causing Arizona fits. And that's exactly what happened. They beat them up on the boards, beat them up on the glass. Arizona really struggled offensively. Larson and, of course, Caleb Love in particular. Great performance by Clemson, and they are one win away from a very improbable Final Four.
I'll tell you what, could be an all-ACC regional final, North Carolina and Clemson, if the Tar Heels can get by Alabama in this game that's in progress right now. Ian Cameron, Apobono Betts. On Twitter, you can also find him at dubclub.win and on this show every week. Ian, how about tomorrow? Let's start Friday in the Sweet 16 and what you have your eye on. I'm sure you've got one or two bets for Friday's games.
Friday's games are really good. I think Thursday's games were pretty good on paper. You know, I think Friday's games are even better when you look at some of these matchups that we've got. I mean, if you look at Tennessee and Creighton, for instance, you know, you've got two teams that have been very good for years, two teams and two coaches that have had trouble really going deep into the NCAA tournament. Everyone talks about Rick Barnes. It's not like McDermott's been a poster child of success and deep territory in the NCAA tournament in years past. So it's a great matchup. I'm on the Creighton Blue Jays there, +3 in that one. I mean, I took a shot with Texas +7.5 against Tennessee last week, just stating that, you know, Rick Barnes and Tennessee have had major issues against the spread in this tournament, second round and beyond. And now, you know, I just worry about laying points with this team a little bit, especially when you factor in what Creighton, you know, they kind of gutted through one against Oregon. And sometimes, you know, I like the team that really, really looked like they were on the edge of the cliff, maybe about to get knocked out of the tournament and yet somehow survived, you know, and that was definitely Creighton against Oregon last weekend. I think Creighton will probably, you know, clean some things up, be a lot better here. And it's very difficult for me to play points with a team that's got the ATS track record and a coach that's got the ATS track record second round and beyond in this tournament that Rick Barnes does. So I am on Creighton there, plus +3. And the other side that I really, really like on Friday, it's kind of actually the same theme that I just talked about with Creighton. You know, a team that nearly got knocked out, nearly gave the game away against Texas A&M last weekend. I think maybe it's the splash of cold water on the face, you know, and the little wake-up call that maybe Kelvin Sampson and the Houston Cougars need. I like laying 4 with them against Duke. The one thing that concerns me with Duke is the physicality of Houston, the ability to bang on the glass, which has always been a Houston Cougars strength all these years. I'm just not sure they're going to be able to muck it up in a street fight that you just know Houston is going to turn this into. And the one thing, too, that stands out is if you actually go back and look at Houston's track record after games where they've been given up 80 or 90 points, and it has not happened very often, obviously, to this team because they've been so good defensively. The track record straight up in ATS has been absolutely outstanding. Houston in these bounce-back performances, especially after a shoddy defensive effort, the likes of which they had against Texas A&M. So I really think Houston's sitting in a nice spot tomorrow, and I think they're the better team, and think probably, too, that after the A&M escape, you're getting a little bit of a discount. So Houston minus -4 for me against Duke would probably classify that as my best bet for Friday night.
And those are the late games in both respective regions tomorrow night. Let's go with the early just to get your thought, even if you don't have an official bet or a play on them. NC State Marquette. NC State is, I guess, our Cinderella here, even though they're out of the ACC, but an 11 seed, the only double-digit seed to make it through to the Sweet 16. They're getting 6.5 against Marquette, 151 on the total.
This is a really, really fascinating game. And, you know, we kind of saw the momentum of Clemson carry them through against Arizona. I think the momentum of NC State can carry them through. I don't know about winning, but, you know, getting 6.5 points with what I'm seeing from the Wolfpack right now, it's very, very appealing, especially when you look at Marquette. And Shaka Smart for years has been a pretty good underdog. He's not exactly been at his best laying points. Now, I know, of course, the more Tyler Kolek gets games under his belt since returning from that injury, you know, he's going to get more comfortable. But boy, I've just been so impressed now with NC State turning it up defensively. I like what I've seen from DJ Horn, from Casey Morsell, and everybody, of course, is talking about the big guy, DJ Burns, who's been almost, uncontrollable there in the low post between rebounding and scoring inside around the rim. So, it's a matchup that I think that size of Burns in particular could. You know, Iguodaro is very good for Marquette. Don't get me wrong. Very good post player, but he'll be challenged here in this game by DJ Burns. There's no question about that. Like the momentum of NC State, they're also a very gritty team right now, at least in the tournament they've been. I know early in the year they had their struggles, but down the stretch in the ACC tournament, here in the NCAA tournament, they have just never given in. You know, maybe things start to look a bit like they're on the ropes, but they somehow bring it back and they go on a run and they get themselves back into the game or put themselves ahead. That's been the mantra of NC State now during this incredible run. So it's very difficult for teams to beat NC State right now, and especially beat them by margin. And I think they've got enough in them here to keep this one competitive. So I'm on the 6.5 here with NC State.
In the other early game, rematch of day one all the way back in November of the Maui Invitational. Purdue won that game 73-63. Two different teams now this time around, as you can see by the total, 154.5, Purdue laying 5.5 to the Zags.
So I like Gonzaga a little bit here in this one, just because, you know, they're playing their best basketball at the right time. There's no question about that. But more than that, I like the over in this game at 154, 154.5. I think this is probably my favorite total of Thursday and Friday combined. I think it's offensive matchups advantages both ways. I think for Gonzaga, the transition offense could trouble Purdue. Purdue has had trouble in transition defensively throughout the course of the season at times. And it goes without saying, Gonzaga is really starting to see their backcourt and their guard play improve. They're starting to make shots. The offense just absolutely overwhelmed Kansas last weekend. So Gonzaga's offensive game is really rounding into form. I think Purdue is going to be challenged by that. But at the same time, and I like Graham EK, you know, Mark Few getting him from Wyoming was a nice get. I'm sorry, I think he's still going to be in tough here against Zach Edey. He just will. And with the ability for Zach Edey to get foul call after foul call against him as well, you know, it's just he either scores or he gets fouled. You know, that seems to be what teams have to go through when they play this guy every single game. And I just don't know if Gonzaga's got the depth in their front court to really throw multiple bodies at a guy like that. Not to mention Purdue's guards have started to hit some threes here, especially in that win against Utah State last weekend. So I think both teams have their way offensively, and we see that game get up and over 154.5.
Yeah, Purdue number one in three-point shooting percentage. Ian Cameron with us at Bobano Bets, dubclub.win. All right, Ian, eventually on the show we're going to be talking with you more about hockey betting, but tonight's not that night. How about baseball? I know you do everything. Were you very involved on opening day and anything you might have your eye on the Friday card in MLB?
Yeah, it was pretty much like a high volume but low unit type of day, and that's usually actually the approach in all sports, especially today, though, in baseball. You're just wandering into it, see what you can do. I was on, I know, the Yankees and the Astros over, Baltimore team total. It ended up being a pretty good day overall. We had a tough beat with the, which one was it? It was the Dodgers-Cardinals. I think we had over 8.5. I did have the Dodgers team total, but I had over 8.5, and it ended 7-1 for the Dodgers. So that was a tough one to lose. As far as looking ahead to tomorrow on the MLB card, it's a couple of spots that are intriguing to me. One of which tomorrow ahead, you look ahead, you know, the Blue Jays looked really, really good today. Chris Bassitt on the mound for them. He had a pretty solid season for the Blue Jays yet last year. I think them as a small underdog against Tampa Bay might be worth a look in that game. I'm also interested in this Seattle Mariners team. I know they're trailing last I checked against Boston, but I think George Kirby's got the potential to have a tremendous season. Maybe AL Cy Young discussion for him if he has the type of season I think he's capable of. I just don't trust Nick Pivetta on the other side, so I'd probably look at something like a Seattle -0.5 in the first five innings, get the juice down a bit with that bet, and see if Kirby can outduel Pivetta early in that game.
All right, that's Ian Cameron, the Canadian kid. Hey, always appreciate your time, and best of luck with everything Friday and this weekend.
All right, guys, enjoy the rest of the madness, and see you next week.
We come back. The Boston Celtics blew it again.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans, and yet there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, it's never been a better time to have skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, because right now we have a VSiN exclusive offer for new DK customers. Earn a $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you wager. You can earn up to $2,500 worth of bonus bets in your first 3 days on DraftKings. Don't wait. Download the app now. Use code TONIGHT when you sign up and earn a $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you wager now. I started laughing because of how wild this Alabama-North Carolina game is. We'll get to that in a minute. Wes Reynolds, big upset in the association
tonight.
Yeah,
speaking of a wild game, it was this one.
Boston Celtics, big favorites, and they go down in Atlanta. And this is not long after the Celtics blew a 30-point lead in a loss to the Hawks. They lose again in overtime tonight, 123-122.
They, by the way, were 16-point favorites on the road tonight in the payback spot. And look, had everybody available. Had Drew Holiday returning, Tatum, Porzingis, Brown, Derek White. The only guy that was out was Al Horford, but pretty much had everybody else available. And they lose 123-122. They didn't really blow a big lead tonight. I think the biggest lead they had was 8 points. But how about this stat line? DeJounte Murray, by the way, had the game winner with 0.1 left on the clock. DeJounte Murray had 44 points tonight. Nice game, right? Took 44
shots.
18 of 44. played 47 of the 40 or of 48. Actually played 47 minutes. Did go to overtime, by the way. So 47 of the 52 minutes. 6 of 19 from the three, but hits the three at the buzzer and gives the Hawks the win. So the Hawks get a weak sweep of the Boston Celtics. Hawks, by the way, in that 10 spot right now. 34-39. Just one game behind the Bulls. Everybody else is eliminated but Brooklyn. I think the Hawks have like a 6-game lead. So the Hawks are – that likely set them for the playoffs if they weren't already. Meanwhile, Boston, of course, has already clinched the Eastern Conference. So they will be the number one seed, 57-16. But two kind of shaky performances on the road for the Celtics.
Kind of.
And we saw that and we saw that last year this time of year. And, you know, Boston didn't end up going to the finals.
Right now, you can bet the Celtics no to win the NBA championship at minus 210.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not a bad bet.
No, it's not. Because you know, there have been people saying, oh, how great this team is. But, you know, and I know it's convincing in the standings, 57-16. But the East, I think, is going to be a little bit more topsy-turvy and maybe wild than at least the records are going to indicate, because now you've got maybe the Knicks are starting to get healthy once they get Randall back, especially, but they got Ananobi back, and you know they were missing Hartenstein for a while. He was a good rebounder defender, so they're now in the third seed. Cleveland the 4, Orlando the 5, Indiana the 6, Milwaukee of course the 2. And Milwaukee, obviously, they took a bad loss at home to the Lakers without LeBron the other night. Lakers win in OT. And then 7 through 10 is Miami, Philly, Chicago, Atlanta. Philly, obviously, is kind of the X factor here, because when is Joel Embiid coming back and how effective is he going to be? Because without him, that team is awful. Tyrese Maxey does the best that he can, but he just does not have the supporting cast.
You know, the Boston-Atlanta game was under the total at the end of regulation. If you bet that under, brutal beat tonight because it goes over in overtime.
I did actually have the second half under, which was going to cash, but unfortunately went overtime.
228.5 total for the game, and ends on 245 after 21 points were scored between the teams in overtime. You mentioned the Milwaukee Bucks. They were 2.5-point favorites in New Orleans tonight, and they go down 107-100 to the Pelicans.
Yeah, Pelicans currently the 5 seed, trying to get in that top four. And with the Clippers, how they're playing, you know, in terms of their streak, even though they did win against Philadelphia last night, pulled it out late, Kawhi with a 3-point play in the final seconds. But yeah, New Orleans, look, they would like to get that home court, I think, in the first round, and they're chasing the Clippers for it. So now New Orleans, the 5th seed, 45-28.
All right, back to college hoops, Wes. How about this back and forth game between Alabama and North Carolina? I knew it was going to be this type of game. I really didn't want to bet it because I thought it was going to be one of those 40 minutes of aggravation type of action games. And that's what we got right now. 82-81, Alabama with the lead, North Carolina with the ball. RJ Davis, mostly a nightmare of a night for North Carolina. Talking about their lead guard, but we got 2 minutes to go and the game's still up for grabs. And how about the total, Wes, because we got 163 points on the board now.
Yeah, it's live right now at DraftKings, 175.5. Carolina about 160, minus 160 on the money line, plus $1.30 on Alabama. Both these teams obviously in a high possession game in the double bonus for the rest of the evening.
Can you recall seeing R.J. Davis of North Carolina playing a game worse than this?
This is a night to forget. 0 of 9 from the 3, 4 of 18, does have 12 points. But he's at the line, and he's going to have to be the guy that's going to carry him down the stretch. Cormac Ryan has had a decent night. He's hit 5 threes. Baycott with the double-double, 17 and 12. Harrison Ingram, 12 and 8.
Did you say Cormac Ryan's had a decent night?
Yeah, 5 of 8 from the 3.
He's had a great night.
Yes, he has.
It's the only reason Carolina's alive to win the game right now. Yeah. Cormac Ryan's hit 5 3-pointers.
That's
tonight.
The thing about this transfer portal, man. You know how it is. You got to get a guy that's going to come in and fit the culture and make the sacrifices for the team, and a guy that's not afraid of the moment. And clearly, Cormac Ryan is not, as R.J. Davis makes 2, Carolina up 1, 2 minutes
ago. It was 82-77. Alabama bench players going wild, going berserk, feeling like they have control of the game, and boom. Just like that, Carolina, 6 straight points.
Well, and we're going to see how it played out, because when we talked about this, we were like, you know, Carolina's the more disciplined defensive team. This is where it's got to show in the final 2 minutes here, because they weren't able to extend that lead and get too far out of these guys, but do get a stop there. So we'll see how accurate those rankings are. Did he miss another layup at the basket?
No, Armando Baycott blew a dunk, wide open dunk a couple minutes ago. He just had the ball under the basket, took it up. It was too soft, Wes. You got to make a stronger move than that.
You're a senior, too, man.
Got the ball swatted away at the rim. This is your career on the line. Don't go up with weak post moves like this.
You came back for that, and probably some NIL money, too. But it's like, you came back for this? Come on now.
That's weak
stuff. You played a national championship game, for God's sake.
You got to take it strong to the rim. That's weak.
Yeah. Grant Nelson, I think even though the stats show it even, Grant Nelson, the North Dakota State transfer, has gotten the better of Baycott tonight,
he has,
in my opinion.
No doubt about it. 83-82, Carolina's got the lead and the ball, 1:35 to go. R.J. Davis driving, throws up a circus shot, gets bailed out by the refs.
That's what you need
refs.
To do, though, because you're in the double bonus right now, so everything's a two-shot foul.
R.J. Davis, 4 for 18 tonight, 0 for 9 from 3, but he has been making his free throws. And he's given Carolina the lead. He's 6 for 7 at the line. And going to the line again, you do have to take it to the rack. When the jump shots aren't falling, you got to take it to the rim and make the officials make the call. And that's what he did right there. So it was a good play by Davis.
It's certainly helping the overbackers out, and they need it right now because only 166.
They might get overtime.
Yeah, you could. They don't call it undertime. They call it overtime. By the way, live right now, 175.5.
A minute 32 to go. I think overtime would be entertaining. Nobody here in the sportsbook would complain if this game went to overtime.
No, they wouldn't.
Unless you had the underdog, you might complain.
Yeah, I think you might, because we've already seen that come to fruition a couple times in this tournament.
Is the Big Ten going to get a team into the Elite Eight tonight? Illinois, Iowa State, Wes? Give us an update here. 51-43 Illini.
Yeah, and a big update here. 11:17 to go. TJ Shannon now with 4 fouls.
Ooh, wow.
So that is a big development here. He has 20 points.
Terrence Shannon in the past 5 games coming into tonight, 31.6 points a game.
Yeah, they did. Brad Underwood does not want to see him walking to the sideline, but he's forced to with 4 fouls. 51-43, 11:08 to go. Illini minus 5.5, 140.5 on the total.
North Carolina misses another 3. Didn't need to take that 3. That was a bad shot. Anyway, 85-84. It's always a bad shot if you miss. Final minute. Alabama's got the ball down 1. Mark Sears got it at the top of the key. I do kind of want to see this game go to overtime, but you can tell I don't have the dog in this fight.
Yes.
Look at this. Nice pass by Sears. And we got an and 1. Alabama up 86-85 with a free throw coming. What were you saying about Grant Nelson?
Yeah, he's been the man tonight. Mark Sears was the man against GCU, but it has been Grant Nelson that's come up big tonight. And very happy audience, it sounds like, in the sportsbook, because every time I hear Alabama score a basket, I hear a cheer. I don't ever hear it for North Carolina, so it sounds like the people in the house here behind us certainly have the Crimson Tide.
I can tell you who's not happy is Mitch Moss of VSEN, who has a big future riding on North Carolina that he won in Derek and Mike's Bracket Buster Invitational. Tar Heels have their backs to the wall right now. All right, we're going to break. That's the end of the hour. Johnny Avello of DraftKings joins us in hour number 2. Stay tuned, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.